All right, let's jump right in. Today we're looking at a pretty wild day in the market.
Yeah.
Back on March 10th, 2025.
Day one.
And, you know, you shared a report with me, 2025, global market volatility, something like that.
Yeah, trade tensions and recession fears is the subtitle.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, it really paints a picture of a lot of action happening.
Lots of action.
In the global financial world. So basically, we're going to try to break it all down, figure out what happened, why it matters for you, the listener, and pull out those key takeaways.
Absolutely.
Without getting lost in, you know, the Wall Street jargon.
Yeah. You know, I think a good way to think about this is what were the sort of big forces at play that were shaking up the markets that day? And what does it mean, you know, looking ahead? Like what are the implications of all this?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So let's start with the big picture from that day. You know, the report highlighted some pretty big drops across the major U.S. stock markets.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average take an 890-point hit?
Almost 900 points, yeah.
Which was a slide of about 2%, so it ended up closing at 41,689.
Right.
But it sounds like the S&P 500 got even harder.
Yeah, the S&P 500 saw a 2.7% decline. And while a couple of percentage points, sometimes that doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, this was actually the S&P's biggest one-day drop since December of the year before.
Wow.
So that always makes investors sit up and pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like if you're driving along and you hit a big pothole in the road, like, what was that? You know, what's going on?
Right, right, yeah.
So that's what that was all about.
And then there's the NASDAQ.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like the tech sector really took a beating.
Absolutely, yeah. So the NASDAQ composite saw a pretty big drop, 4%, the largest single-day fall since September of 2022. And, you know, the NASDAQ has so many of those big tech companies in it that when you see a drop that big, it really makes you wonder, you know, what are people thinking about the future of this whole sector?
Yeah, for sure. And the report mentioned that the S&P 500 closed below its 200-day moving average.
Right.
For the first time since November 2023.
Yeah.
Now, for those of us who aren't looking at market charts, you know, every single day.
Right.
Why should they care about this 200-day moving average?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, the 200-day moving average is often looked at as a key indicator of the long-term trend. So you can almost think of it like the average temperature over the last 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
And if today's temperature drops below that long-term average,
yeah,
it makes you think, huh, is the weather changing?
Right.
Same thing with the market. So when an index like the S&P falls below this 200-day moving average, it's like, oh, maybe the market is shifting from an uptrend to a downtrend.
Okay.
So that's what people pay attention to. You know, it's not a perfect predictor, but it's definitely something that people watch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. So we've got a picture of a pretty crazy day in the market.
Definitely. Yeah.
So let's get into the why, you know, what was behind all this.
Okay.
And the report pointed to a couple of big things, starting with the trade tensions and tariffs.
Yeah. These seem to be a major factor. So, you know, when President Trump imposed new tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China, that really threw a lot of uncertainty into the mix.
Yeah.
And businesses that rely on trade with these countries, they're suddenly faced with the prospect of higher costs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, investors don't like that.
Yeah, I bet.
It's like adding a new expense to your business plan that you weren't expecting.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah. It wasn't just the tariffs themselves, though.
Right.
I remember reading that the president's own words might have actually added to this uncertainty.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's one thing for analysts to be, you know, speculating about a recession.
Right.
But when the president himself acknowledges that these tariffs could actually lead to a recession, that definitely makes people nervous.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, it really increases the sense of risk.
So, yeah, if the person making the policies is saying, hey, this could cause a recession, it's probably not something to just brush off.
No, definitely not.
The second big thing that the report talked about was this growing fear of a recession.
Yeah.
How do the trade tensions tie into these broader fears?
Well, I think they're definitely connected. You know, these policies, the trade policies and these tariffs that could push up prices, they feed into those larger concerns about a recession.
Okay.
Because higher costs for businesses often lead to higher prices for consumers,
yeah,
which can lead to inflation.
Right.
And at the same time, all this uncertainty around trade can make businesses reluctant to invest and hire,
okay,
which can slow down economic growth.
Right.
So it's like a domino effect.
Right.
And we also saw in the report that major financial institutions were starting to raise their internal assessments of recession risk. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it wasn't just talk. It was like, okay, this is getting serious.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the third key factor that the report highlighted was the weakness in the tech sector.
Right.
And we talked about that big drop in the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
Can we dig a little deeper into what was happening there?
Sure. Yeah, there was a big sell-off of major tech stocks.
Okay.
And that was definitely a big reason for the NASDAQ's decline. We saw some pretty dramatic moves, like Tesla, for instance. Their stock price dropped over 15% and hit some of its lowest levels in a while.
Wow.
NVIDIA and Palantir Technologies, they also saw some big losses. So it seemed like investors were kind of reassessing the, you know, the high valuations of a lot of these tech companies, especially with all the economic uncertainty going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't just a few companies having a bad day.
Right.
It was more like a shift in how people were thinking about tech as a whole.
So all of this was unfolding here in the U.S., but the report also pointed to some global repercussions.
Yeah.
How did other markets around the world react to this, you know, wild day?
Well, you know, the financial markets are also connected these days that when something big happens in the U.S.,
yeah,
it tends to ripple out to the rest of the world.
Right.
So Asian markets opened lower following the news from the U.S. The Australian Securities Exchange, the ASX, saw a sharp decline. So that was kind of a sign of the times.
And it sounds like the impact was even bigger in other parts of the world.
Oh, yeah. In India, for example, the stock market had its biggest crash in 5 years.
Really?
Major indices like the Sensex and Nifty, they went down a lot. And what's really interesting is the report mentioned that retail investors in India lost a lot of confidence.
Oh, wow.
And people were even opening fewer new Demat accounts.
What are those?
Demat accounts are basically like the accounts you need to trade stocks in India.
All right.
So even that slowed down. So you can really see how these market shifts can affect how people behave around the world.
Yeah, it's not just about the big institutions making big moves.
Right, it trickles down.
It affects everybody.
Absolutely.
The report also included some insights from market analysts.
Right.
What were they saying about all of this?
Well, one thing that was a little concerning is that some analysts were talking about the possibility of even further declines, and some even used the term flash crash.
Oh, wow.
And to show how serious this was, they even drew parallels to those really big market crashes in the past, like 1962 and 1987.
Yeah, I remember learning about those.
Yeah, so the fact that they were bringing up these historical examples really shows how worried they were.
Right, right.
It was a way of saying, hey, we've seen this kind of thing before, and it can get really ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely unsettling. So besides the potential for a crash, were analysts pointing to any specific indicators that investors should be watching?
Yeah, Morgan Stanley in particular, they said the 5,500 level was a critical support level for the S&P 500. So think of a support level like the floor in a building.
Okay.
It's the point where you expect a lot of buyers to come in.
Yeah.
And hopefully stop the price from falling any further.
Right. So if it breaks through that floor.
Yeah. If the S&P 500 drops below 5,500 and stays there, that could be a sign that things are going to get even worse.
Okay.
So a lot of people are going to be watching that number very closely.
Got it. That makes sense. So given all this uncertainty, what was the general advice for investors back then?
Well, the main message was to be careful.
Right.
The report really stressed the importance of having a diversified investment portfolio.
Right. So not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Yeah. That way, if one area of the market doesn't do well, your whole portfolio isn't wiped out.
Makes sense. And stay informed, right?
Right. Stay informed. Keep up with what's happening in the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, pay attention to economic data releases, corporate earnings announcements, any big geopolitical events, things that can move the market.
Okay. So basically, keep an eye on the news
mm-hmm.
and don't put all your money in one place.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It's probably good advice in any uncertain time.
Absolutely. Because the more you understand about what's driving the market,
yeah,
the better decisions you can make for yourself.
Right. Right. Okay, so let's do a quick recap of what happened back on March 10th, 2025. We saw some pretty big drops in the major U.S. stock indexes, mainly driven by those trade tensions and tariffs that President Trump had put in place.
Yeah.
And even the president himself said that it could lead to a recession.
Right. So that was a big deal.
Yeah. And there were also those broader fears of an economic downturn and that big sell-off in the tech sector.
Yeah, tech really got hit hard that day.
And these weren't just U.S. problems. The impact was felt globally.
Yeah, markets all over the world felt the effects.
Especially in Asia and India, they saw some big drops.
Yeah, some of the biggest in years.
And market analysts were saying that this volatility might continue.
Right.
Even warning about the possibility of a flash crash.
Yeah, things were definitely looking shaky.
And they were pointing to that 5,500 level for the S&P 500 as a critical point to watch.
Yeah, if it drops below that, things could get even worse.
And the advice for you, the listener, is to be cautious, diversify your investments, and stay informed about what's happening in the economy.
It's all about managing risk and making smart decisions.
Exactly. So, you know, it's interesting to look back at this day and see how all these things, the trade policies, the economic fears, and the market reactions were all connected.
Yeah, it really shows how complex and unpredictable the global financial markets can be.
Absolutely. So here's a question for you, the listener. Knowing all of this, what are some of the early warning signs that you might look for to see if the market is headed for more trouble?
That's a great question to think about.
It's a good one to ponder as you follow the financial news and make your own investment decisions. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a fascinating look back at a pretty wild day in the markets.
It really has.
Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.